Hello, curious ones. Welcome back to Route 37 Podcast. Thanks for being here through all the bumble jumble rambles and jambles of my storytelling. I do appreciate you being here. It is Friday, April 4th. Moving right along, right? No more hits on the business sale. Still continued growth, which is good. All good things. Not so much if you're a one-woman show. Trying to not make mistakes. So we'll see. Mistakes are part of the lesson plan, I suppose. Pardon me while I paint my nails, sip on some Joe, and just have a conversation with myself for 37 minutes. So I am on day 5 of no posting on my personal Facebook page. I don't know how I feel about that. A lot of different emotions. Egoic emotions, even. Like you just miss a beat and you're forgotten. Not that I was, you know, the one or two people that, you know, hung tough and liked my stuff. Yeah. What a wild trip Facebook has been. There has always been a method to my madness there, more so now than ever. Most definitely, definitely learning some things about myself and others, me, myself, and I mostly, of how it definitely is a big time waster. And if you're alone in life, it serves as a hit of dopamine every 5 minutes. If you, you know, are wearing a armor of protection, or you thought you were, I feel energetically safer not putting stuff on my personal Facebook page for people to hate on. I definitely feel lighter in that regard, which is sad. You know, what's even sadder is on my business page, my number one out of a year and a half of posting, my number one post that has had the most traction, the most seen organic reach, is the one of me posting how somebody stiffed me on $133.56. I don't know how to take that one either. I am also struggling with having spies in my store, with it being for sale, and people not having the courage to extend their hand out for a handshake and say, "I'm so-and-so, I'm interested in your business, can you tell me more?" I am so sick to death of people not being direct. Male persuasion. Here's the thing, I don't want to, in my inbox for 8 days in a row, see, "Hey you, what you doing?" I probably sound really mean right now. No thank you. And of course, I'm not understanding why I am attracting a particular type of man that likes to play games, mind games, or the servant volley of, "Oh, I'll give her a little bit and then I'm going to take it away." Really? That shit don't work on me. I'm bored. Bye. I'm good. I'm all the way fucking good. And if you're unsure, stay the fuck away from me. Because I've had enough of all the types. Thank you. I'm only here for the next level. And if next level is completely alone, I'm down for that. I look forward to my business selling and getting the fuck out of here. I had thought I had even just like maybe this little Facebook hiatus is good because not that I know any of them in real life, but even the ones that I know in real life who possibly watch me like a hawk but would never hit the like button to let me know that they're there in some capacity, even in support capacity, blows my mind. I'm painting my nails. This is the real deal. This is what happens when you're sitting here talking to yourself for 37 minutes about certain things that are going on in my life. I am taking tomorrow off. Universe, thank goodness, aligned me with a little bit of a buffer this week. An unexpected bride who only wanted flowers, which is nice because I only have to pick them up and I'm making money off of it. I needed that. So thank you, universe. I appreciate you. But it has afforded me to be able to take the day off tomorrow so I don't have to miss say yes to the dress for Jacob and Riley, which I guess not Jacob, but for my future daughter-in-law, Riley. And I get to, hang out with the girls, my daughters, and watch her pick out a wedding dress, make memories, and not post any of it. For me, on my side, anyway. I look forward to when my business sells, so when I'm off, like, I don't know, that'd be different. Like, I don't know, especially if I was off doing, some fun things. Maybe I'll just record the content and then come back to social media posting or the podcast. Definitely will have to post for the podcast, especially if I go do ayahuasca in the mountains of Peru. I definitely have to create content and say, hey, y'all, this is where I'm at. Not that you need to know, but I mean, that's content worthy stuff, you gotta admit. So it's time I level up. Time that I do something different. It's time that I recreate myself again for whatever's next. Time is just yesterday. I got to see my grandson Landon, which is so fun. It's just been incredible to watch him grow up. A customer had come in and was donating some stuff. And it was such a surprise to see Landon yesterday. Thank you, Sonia. He had brought in a little end table that looked like a bear. And I was like, oh, wow, first person I thought of was Landon. Like, oh, he'll love it. And then 5 minutes later, Landon and Sonia were walking in the door. So coincidence? I think not. So Landon got that table, but we were talking about how quickly life goes. And I had snapped my fingers and I told Landon to pay attention. I said, this is how quick your life is going to go. And I snapped my fingers because truly, wow, seems like yesterday I was Sonya's age and Landon or, Jacob and I were running around just doing the boy mom stuff. It's been quite the ride. Not been a bad gig, but now I get to the point now where I could have some dark thoughts, have them, not that I haven't had them, and I think I have voiced them here on the podcast as well several times about me having a big oak tree as my last and final plan, Stan. of wow, if this tanks and I don't want to do this anymore. And I certainly am not going to cause any burden on anybody else, least of all my children. Seems like the most courageous, humane thing to do is to take yourself out of the equation if you just don't see, I don't want to say a way out because there's always a way out, but wow, I don't want to be in this realm if it's all about the suffering, if it's all about people not being direct and forward with who they are, being transparent with who and what they are. I'd respect you a whole hell of a lot more if you came up to me and said, "Look, I'm a monster. I'm attracted to you. I feel like you could love me anyway. I'll do my very best to keep you safe and treat you well. I'm not going to like shack up with you because I've already loved enough monsters in my lifetime, but sure would love a direct soul to come up to me and say, 'Wow, Jen, I like your energy, I like your aura. I would like to align my aura with your aura. Let's go on an adventure. Let's have an experience together.' Wow, that man, I'm gonna respect you a hell of a lot more if you come up to me and know what you want. And if you're confident enough to swim in my waters and have the courage to ask questions, have the courage to feel me. And I'm definitely gonna work on having all the courage to feel you in your entirety. Maybe that's my problem. Don't know. Maybe that's why I'm alone. Don't know. Don't have any answers for that. Don't even need an answer for that. Just the way it is at this juncture of time. What a pretty color. This is like a smoky dark. What's the name of this? This is Smoky Paleo Santos. It's pretty. It's got sparkles in it. Very pretty. Can't see all the dirt under my nails now. Love it when that happens. I haven't painted my nails in like, oh, I don't know, since last summer. Painted my toes a couple weeks ago. Felt good on a sunny day. But we're in Michigan, so we've got a couple more months of heartbreak before the weather breaks and stays nice. I say that. I don't know. You never know around here. Surely would be nice to wake up tomorrow and for it to be sunny in 85. Break out the flip-flops. I have sandals on right now. My feet are freezing. But they're cute. And my toes are painted. And it's ankle bracelet season. So we've got all the accessories on. Hear that? The jingle jingle of my bracelets. We are 13 minutes deep, everyone. So if you're still listening to me ramble on, you may or may not have a crush on me. Or you're just nosy as fuck. Or you're worried that I'm going to be talking about you. And if you're one of the ones that are worried about me talking or telling my truth about you, stay tuned. Because sure as fuck, I'll be telling your story soon. I'm getting my bearings at the moment, just getting past these whatever 12 episodes now deep, I don't even know what we are, have been all about me getting past the cringe to get to where I can speak my truths in confidence and see where it takes me. I know some of y'all are listening in secret. I can tell by, especially if I know you in real life, I can tell by the way you won't look me in the eye. Perhaps you have forgotten I'm a reader of energy. Or perhaps you don't know. Here's your memo. I read energy. Am I a mind reader? No. But am I a pretty good read of what and who you are? Yes. Your intentions, I might not get them right away. You might be cloaked. But I figure it out eventually. And if you are somebody trying to read me energetically, good luck. You know I'm highly protected, right? Again, there's your memo. Now you know. And for you wretched bitches that are listening, waiting, watching for me to trip up, are you missing me on Facebook yet? You know who I'm talking to. You're listening. I can feel you. I can feel you ahead of the game. Meaning me being 5 steps ahead of you. Drives you crazy, don't it? Welcome back, dum dum. I've built myself quite the station, haven't I? Nails are done. Woo! Wasn't so bad. They look nice. So I've been commissioned to make a piece for the president of Kendall College, Tara McCracken. She's retiring. And I will be making a little bass piece for a rock that was thrown through her office window the first year she started as president at Kendall College of Art and Design here downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it's from the Corona riots that had happened back in May of 20, I think it's 2020. Not quite certain. All that's a blur. But I've been commissioned to do a bass piece for that rock. A little bit of moss, a little bit of gin mixed in. And let me tell you how full circle that is for never finishing, not even one day of art school, because I had found out I was pregnant for Jacob and that my whole life took a different trajectory of white picket fence in cute little house and hostess with the mostess and all the fun things. For me to be doing the plant care at this said art college and now getting to do Tara's retirement party, the flowers for that as a my floral design career. So that is most definitely full circle for me. I also get to make a bracelet set after reading the energy of Carol Glanville, who is one of our 84th District State Representatives here. So, not to be a name dropper, because I am Jennifer Lopez, but as far as career goes, full circle for me, if these were my parting gifts, and to write a few chapters about them in my up and coming book. That's not a bad gig. Not a bad gig at all. My phone was ringing. It was my sister. She called to complain about the cashier at our local grocery family fair store. It's amazing the energy shift when somebody emotionally dumps or calls to complain. And because I shop at that store frequently, I know exactly what she's talking about. You just kind of got to roll it off and be like, yeah, it's just another day. It's another sad day in this realm. So when I say that the only plan, like, I feel like and I'm not saying I would ever execute it, but I like having it in my back pocket is if worse comes to worse, I'm taking myself out of this realm and saving, my children the burden. And maybe I won't get tricked at the doors. Maybe I won't get recycled right back into this shit. Because, wow, I don't even know. It's
kind of icky. It's kind of icky, not gonna lie.
Looking forward to the sun shining. Looking forward to having a resemblance of some sort of time off after this beautiful business that I built sells. What a great life I do get to have, though, right now, in this now moment. It's a Friday, sun shining. It's a bit brisk, but it's par for April in Michigan. I get to be creative. I got to paint my nails on the job. I got to answer my phone. I got to drive here in a new vehicle that got me here. I have a lot to be grateful for. Todd Wenzel, thanks again. Amazing. You guys rock. A lot that I am extremely grateful for. But at the same time, there's some strife, there's some struggles that fruition of my manifestation is going to taste very, very sweet, bittersweet in some bites. But I will be taking manageable, chewable bites moving forward as I level up. I haven't heard hide nor hair from my festie. I can't tell if that is a jab of I because if you're playing a mind game with me, game's on, playa. Have you met the coach? Me, myself, and I. Well, he had sent a text wanting to spend more quality time with me because he feels as though I am his spirit guide, meant to be in his life. He had it walked in, interrupted the last podcast with Alabama John and daughter Sonia. So if you were listening into that podcast, this is a little segue off from what transpired in that podcast, because we were legit talking about him. Like, speak of the devil moment. He walked in with a Saratoga wa sparkling water. It was a very awkward, quiet, like hush that had came over as I watched him from my perch, sitting here in my office, watched him walk in the front door, blowing through a boundary. No text, no, hey, I'd like to pop in and see ya. Which I am learning as part of his game. So, again, playing along. I had, allowed him, without causing a big ruckus, like, saying bad words. But I do not understand those types of personalities and why they're still in my sphere, other than I am getting ready to have a tower moment and level the fuck up. Because wow. Wowzers! Yeah. So my nails, they look amazing. I hope I don't. Already messed one up. Okay, because I've forgotten that I painted them. They also have this weird smell because it's like apparently nail polish has a scent now. I'm sure it's real good soaking through my nail beds, through into my bloodstream. Hey. Oh well, looks pretty. It's like a rum raisin color. Very pretty. Got a lot of sparkles on it. Lot of sparkles. So I'm not gonna sugarcoat the DTs I might be experiencing from not scrolling through the socials or getting the hit of dopamine from maybe the five people that pay any attention to me.
And then on top of it, that makes me kind of even sadder that that's where I'm at. I don't have anybody with any substance other than maybe Alabama John to talk to in real life. I have a lot of emotional dumpers. And I do, Christy, God bless you. I didn't have that grounding rod as a friend. She allows me to dump a lot of the stuff I don't dump here, that's for sure. So thank you for that, Christy. One day I'll get her on the microphone and it'll be like a real live chat and I won't be talking like totally by myself all the time. I don't know why my thing says 7 minutes. I probably started over. Versus, yeah, the last one was 19 minutes, so. Thanks for hanging tight. Sonny had mentioned that there was a listener out there that was thinking about wanting to be a guest. I highly recommend it. Find me on all the fun digits. As a matter of fact, if you're listening right now, go follow the Facebook page, Route 37 Podcast on Facebook, YouTube, all the fun platforms. Go find me. Yeah, even you. Yep, even you. I would have more respect for you if you would watch openly or comment openly. The voyeurism energy is so thick that I am even on wanting a dopamine fix, am enjoying not energetically. Having to bounce the evil eye back to some of y'all. Like, are you missing me? Are you missing hating on me? Or is that still a thing if you can't see me? Or do you scroll through my old posts and then roll your eyes and be like, fuck this bitch? No, really, I want to know. I want to know who out there. Excuse me, I have a runny nose. I want to know who out there is brave enough to reach out to me and tell me what you really think. Who has the courage to be utterly transparent with me about, especially, let's say you've listened to the last 12 episodes. Some of you know I'm talking directly to you, don't you? You should. I dare you to reach out and have a very honest, forthright, and direct conversation with me about anything. About why you don't like me, why you like me, why you secretly watch my stuff, why you don't feel like you can reach out. Woo, boy! I would like to know, that's for sure. I don't even know why I would like to know. So if you are in any slightest way intimidated by my energy, my aura, my personality, or my truths, I would love to hear from you in an honest fashion. I would love to hear from your mouth, your lips moving in an honest way, because I'll be able to read that too. And then there are some that I'm going to be working the courage up to ask if you would love to be a guest on my show so we can have a little banter back and forth. Little serve and volley, question answer. Or maybe just me listening to you ramble on. Who knows? I love the openness of the space and the routes that this podcast can take. So many possibilities. Again, I appreciate you being here along for the ride as I spew my stories. As I listen to other people's stories, it will definitely always be a winding ride through scenic routes of many topics. It'll bounce, it'll flow, it'll be choppy, Sometimes there'll be people in tow. Sometimes there'll be truths about certain people that you might know in person to be like, I don't know that side of that person. Does not mean that I'm not telling my truth and how they acted in my reality, in my stories. Especially when we touch on narcissism, which is such a covert, not even a fan of the label, not a fan even of the label empath, but there is a magnetic pull to that type of personality, to the other extreme part of that personality. So that's a real deal, and it exists in my sphere, so I will be talking about it. And the real life people that I've encountered that are undercover monsters. There's quite a few of you out there. I would love to know in a very candid fashion, for me, myself, and I, the coach, what made you think that you could ever play with me, like on purpose, and not think that I would ever come back around? Your ego, perhaps? You love the game. Makes you feel big. It's such a small little world where validation is king. But it burns your ass, I'm still alive. But it burns your ass, I'm sitting where I'm sitting. I would love, I could maybe count, maybe five real life people that are happy for my. Any of my successes. And again, if I've mentioned it, if my number one post in the last 2 weeks on my business page is any indication of what attracts the most attention, oh, it's a negative post. It's the post about, and the man might not even, yeah, I don't, he didn't do it on purpose. And maybe he doesn't have the socials. Maybe he hasn't checked his bank account. But the post of me saying how I got gypped out of $133.56 is my most shared and my most liked post, my most commented on post. I don't know, y'all. Kind of fucks me up on the inside a bit. I'm glad I don't spend hours creating for my business page on Canva and all the fun things, because the allegoric rhythm is a fickle bitch. I don't know how to find the flow in there. Everything I do is an organic reach. That's how I know y'all don't like me. Some of y'all. 'Cause wow. Really? And then you don't even have the balls to say, yeah, no, I don't like you. Or have the balls to unfollow. You just sit there and you lurk and you force me to use my gifts to perhaps peer into places that I have no business peering into. It's none of my fucking business. But I do like to make mention that I see you. And for you, for y'all hardcore watchers, if you think that I don't see you energetically, I do. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for y'all to know, because some of y'all really, I don't, whatever gene you got, I don't got. The gene that you are able to be so deceptive, so hateful and dark and ugly on the inside, yet portray that you're something totally different on the outside. But I'm the crazy one for showing everybody exactly who and what the fuck I am at all times. Because I did, apparently didn't get the memo. But energetically, for the next level, y'all that are trying to tap in and have found that I am cloaked energetically and quite protected, the fuck, seriously? Did you really honestly think you were going to peer into me? It's not how this works when you're the coach, me, myself, and I. Just so you know. Wonder what Alabama John is up to today. I'd call, but I don't want to be a bother. Touch base with him this weekend and see what's up. We'll talk about our next subject there. La, 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 la. Thinking about trying to do 37 days, and really it's just a hodgepodge challenge for myself of 37 days of no posty posty on my personal Facebook Zen Gen page. Business page, I really can't afford to miss a beat there because no shit. One day or 2 days, 3 days in a row, I think my organic reach would, I'd have to start all over. I could be wrong. I don't know. I have read some things that it's better for your profiles to not post every day. So who knows? I don't know. Don't know. I'm just gonna keep throwing things out there, and what sticks, sticks, and what don'ts, don'ts. My business, my personal, and my podcast page. I am, do you hear the siren out there? First Friday of the month, and it's noon. It's April, everyone. We made it to April. Wow. So, tomorrow, day off. I deserve it. Say yes to the dress, wedding, dress shopping with Riley and the girls. Made my announcement for that. Shut Google down for tomorrow. All the fun things as a business owner. Trying to make sure that that's all taken care of. The little mini vacation to the Keys that I thought that I would be taking has collapsed in on itself, which I kind of seen that coming, but it was nice. It was nice to have the motivation to fit into my spring and summer clothes, thinking that that vacation was on the horizon and that that was canceled. Again, I should probably do a whole little podcast about that and like the ick that surrounded that from a so-called longtime friend. Perhaps she was too intimidated to tell me that the vacation was off. I had to peer again energetically and force her to verbally tell me in text that we weren't. I'm so glad I didn't buy that plane ticket. Because again, energetically, I kind of knew, but it was nice to have that motivation to jumpstart the little, health kick. Been doing the rebounder quite consistently. The clothes feel better. I definitely look better. My face looks less puffier. I feel better. I feel like I am digging myself out of this energetic suction cup that I can't seem to get all the way situated. I don't want to put anything out in the universe, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But so that vacation, no go, but that's okay. I have businesses picking up. And I've got to stay sharp for that. So that works out in all the favors. So no hard feelings. And then I don't know. I'm not sure I want to talk about it because it is some cringe. Insa, it is some cringe talking about real life stuff, which would be yeah, I guess I'll leave that one alone too. I'm not going to talk about that one today. We'll let that one ride. We'll let it ride, ride. Gonna let it ride. So let's get back to being direct, shall we? So here's my thing. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. I would respect you so much more if you were completely direct with me in all interactions. Hey, haven't seen you on Facebook. I miss you. Hey, Jen. Love your work. Thanks for being here. Hey, Jen. I fantasize about you. I'd like to maybe date you in the real world. What do you think? Hey, Jen. I don't like that you said this about me. Hey, Jen. I don't like that you're spreading truths that were really real life truths. So can we sit and talk about it? Hey, Jen, I owe you an apology. Any of those things do you think will ever come to light? Man, I think that would be heaven on earth. To be able to trust what comes out of somebody's fucking mouth is truth. Holy shit. Would help me heal, I can tell you that. I hate not trusting people. Not a fan. But at the same time, I am deeply, deeply. In my own little world of giving the benefit of the doubt, which fucks me pretty much every time. Sad, but true. Definitely just want to live and bounce around in a place where I feel safe. Does that mean moving abroad and getting out of here? Where I can walk and be safe? Work a piddly ass job and be safe somewhere. It ain't here. Is the big oak tree my safety net out of here? I really don't know. I'm gonna get emotional. But Mama Jen's tired. Not sure if I got another hardcore year of what I just did in me. We'll see. I've said that quite a bit, and here I am. Always landed on my feet somewhere, somehow, some way. I am favored, you know. Just not like all the way. Like I said, I even watched like a few weeks ago a couple recordings of myself in the woods of how I filmed myself crying in the ugly cry, especially when my friend Lisa accidentally OD'd or fentanyl poisoning. I don't fucking know. But one minute she was here and the next she was gone. So that's all I got to say about that one. But crying. You're gonna hear me cry. You're gonna hear me have the sniffles. But at least there's no video and you don't have to see me in the ugly cry, right? Right? Yeah. So I'll get back to reading my journals here shortly. Let's take a minute to thank Spencer for piecing my ramblings together. Well done, Spencer. Thank you. As I'm getting further and further out of my cringe state, I'm getting more comfortable talking to myself on the microphone. I am looking forward to having a wee bit more clarity. I've got a lot on my plate right now that I've got to get finished, and I might be a little bit on the spectrum of some sort of something. I've got to like multitask and get things done, so this is me multitasking. And if for anything else, it is me finding a rhythm of talking to myself on the microphone for 37 minutes about my truths or what's happening in my particular day. So this is me being me, myself, and I. And there is a method to my madness. I kind of certain of that and kind of not. Balance, it's all about the balance. And then I'm gonna look forward to my little mini day off tomorrow with the girls. Have fun little coffees and maybe perhaps a little outing of lunch and watch her pick out her dress These are milestone moments. I'm really lucky that I get to be a part of that tomorrow. Perhaps maybe another grandbaby soon. Who knows? It could happen. Got to see Landon yesterday. He's just the cutest thing ever. Reminds me of when Jacob and I got to pal around. I was the boy mom for sure for quite some times, 9 years before Sonya came along. I definitely won the kiddo lottery. Jacob, Sonya, Isabel, mommy loves you. Love you, love you, love you. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Hanging out. Yay. My nails look nice. Sipping on my solid espresso, delicioso. Thanks for being here. Thanks for wanting to feel me. And if you're one of those people out there, whether you are posting it in the written form or if you are telling me verbally that you see me, could you do me a favor? Could you be more specific and tell me what you see? Because that's quite a vague statement to say that you see me. I want to know what part you see. I want to know very vividly how you see me in a very direct, communicative way of, wow, your eyes lit up when you mentioned that, Jen. Or this is how I see you, Jen. I don't want to hear. I hear you. I see you. I feel you without specifics. And I'm gonna do my very best to do the same when I say it or write it down to tell you how I see you through my sight. I think that's important. I feel very drawn to a directness I haven't quite put my finger on yet. And I know personally that I feel safer energetically in a space with an individual that is very clear in their channel and frequency and what and how they carry themselves, that they provide a safe space where I'm instantly trusting the vicinity to be able to be myself and I in a very outwardly way and not have to enact my gifts and read your intentions. And if I can't read your intentions, I'm just going to pull back my energy all the way anyway. So I would like to let's start a trend of being extremely direct. And if you're extremely direct from the get already, top tier. Top tier, come visit me. Show me how you do it. Come get on the microphone. Let's have a conversation about being direct, about having brutally honest conversations, even about the ones in your life that may have hurt you or betrayed you, or how their role in your story inspired you or wrecked you. Whatever the case may be, you're allowed to speak your truth all the way. And out loud. It's quite liberating to ramble on the microphone. And if you're a voyeur, I don't know, I'm a storyteller, I reckon. And I've got stories to tell. I've got quite a few stories to tell. Oddly enough, not a whole lot of them have to do with plants. So if you're here for the plant stories, I hate to tell you. Not a lot of them are going to do have anything to do with plants, but there is a lot of growth that's going to happen here. Plants have definitely taught me a lot about myself. They've definitely taught me a lot about them and how, even in life, we want them to be perfect in our spaces. It's time that we loosen the grip on perfection. It's time that we loosen the grip on hiding in the shadows. It's about being transparent, upfront, and being direct now. For me, anyway, and I can only speak for me, and I'm only here to speak for me. But I'm definitely an open channel to hear what you have to say. So you're welcome anytime, Route 37 Podcast, to speak your piece, to have conversation, a topic. Give me a heads up. I'll research a topic. I'd love to have a sit and have a connection, a conversation with you. No more hiding behind the keyboard. Give me a call. My phone number is definitely on the website. Inbox me. Send me a message. Let me know. I'll call you directly. I'll put you on speakerphone. That's how Alabama John and I do it. We keep things real simple around here. I would love to have you as a guest. Hit me up. Call me. I appreciate your interest in my ramblings, my Route 37 podcast ramblings, as I find my footing on this life path. And like I had stated before, this next venture is my creative baby, my living book. My book as I write my book. Stay tuned, everyone. It is about to be bestseller worthy. It already is, but you don't know that yet because I haven't told you enough. But if you are here and you have listened thus far, you might be formulating a picture of what's happening here. And if you're curious enough, most definitely call me. Hit me up directly, directly, and I will return the communication expediently. I'm a quick texter backer. I've been trying to pull back. I'm not responding to certain things at the moment because I am challenging myself to do a wee bit better in some areas. So there's that. I'll keep you posted. Be sure I will. So again, all, thank you for being here at Route 37 Podcast. I appreciate you. Till next time, please come find me. Send me messages. I want all the communications. I want all the direct communication. Come find me. Thanks for being here. Talk to you soon. This is Jen signing off of her own podcast, Route 37 Podcast. Till next time. See you on the road.